Morning, everyone. So first of all, I feel privileged and honored to be standing in front of you all in MIT Media Lab to present my first paper, and which is about holographic color camera for recording artifacts. I'm still doing my master's in University of Hyderabad, one of the top universities in India. And in fact, I'm doing the integrated master's in physics. It's a five-year course, and right now I'm in my third year. So most of the time I do part-time research. I come back for holidays and do the research most of the time. Prior experience in holography. I don't have much experience, but whatever I have, I'll present right now. Assisting in holography lab, I usually work in the holographic lab of Lightlogix Holography and Optics. And most of the time when they shoot holograms, they give the list for the chemicals and I prepare the processing chemicals. And also for security hologram mastering, I don't do much, but I align the mask for the masterings. And the first paper which I did, it's not published yet, but I presented a poster on that. It's on holographic live measurement of stress in photopolymer film during hologram recording. And I also had once Dr. Martin Richardson came to India, and in fact to Lightlogix, to set up a NDAC pulse laser. And I had an opportunity to work with him for 1 week while setting up. The main objective, to assemble a handy holographic color camera that can record holograms of about 10 into 15 centimeter size. So before starting this presentation, before starting to work in this holographic color camera, I thought like, when I go back to my university and my friends ask, what did you do this summer? So I say, I work in holography. So no, holography, what is it about? Like I say, it's about, all the summers, the interference of light, and you record holograms. And according to them, the holograms, they think is just security label holograms. So I thought I should show them that holography is not just security holograms, and it's much more than that. So I thought of setting up a color camera that can record small to medium size holograms. Initially, what I had before starting the experiment, I had three diode lasers, a red laser of 660 nanometer, and which provide a power of 80 milliwatt, and a green laser 532 nanometer, 80 milliwatts also, and a blue laser 446 nanometer, 40 milliwatt power, and also the approximate cost for it in US dollars, it's mentioned in the site. And optomechanics component, that's a breadboard. And the work which I done right now is preliminary result, and it's just a prototype. It's fine tuning, and the improvement is still going on. And the optomechanics mainly include the breadboard, which will be about, say, 4 feet into 2 feet, and special filter. We used a special filter of 20x microscopic objective and pinhole of size about 10 micro. Then should feel thankful that Lightlogix Holography and Optics provide the facility and the required optical components for the experiment. And the approximate cost for the camera which is to be set up is around $2,600. The laser head and the power supply. The laser was also made by Lightlogix Holography and Optics, the engineers of Lightlogix Holography and Optics. And the diode source was from Thor Labs, so I didn't have to worry about the making of the laser. They made it and gave it to me. The preliminary schematic setup, about three lasers of wavelength 660, like I mentioned before, a combined foam white laser. The diagram is also preliminary. The red laser, in fact, I didn't use a mirror to reflect it. I tried to avoid as many optical components as possible to conserve power, because already we are using a beam splitter. It's not a beam component, it's a beam splitter, so we lose a lot of power. So the beam splitter over there, we arrest the light which comes through the, you know, the transmitted light and only use the reflected component. And the output was found to be about 60 milliwatt. And when I started the experiment, I never imagined, I didn't know whether I will get a white source when I combine all the three lasers. And so it was really, I was really excited when I could see that by hand, when I could see all the three combined and I could see the white source. The object was Kathakali face. Kathakali is a traditional art form of Kerala. And in this art form, the artists perform and enacts mythological stories. And each artist will have his own or the unique facial colors and also the crown. And here, as you can see, the crown, there's a peacock feather on top of the comb, which indicate the artist is performing the role of Krishna. Krishna is a reincarnation of Lord Vishnu. He's a mythological character. The main reason why I chose a Kathakali face is because the face had all the three colors, basic colors, like the red, the green, and also the blue color. And the object which I chose was also recolored so that it will have more of a blue component, because initially it had only green and red component more. And my sister helped in painting the object with acrylic color. The plates and the chemistry use. The PFG03C plates and the standard Slavich processing for processing the PFG03C, like Hardner, VRP, PB Abidol, and Stopbuck. This is just the preliminary result. The fine tuning is still going on. And when you got the object and the image, right now, there was a problem when we took the image, and when we are about to leave from India, there was the camera, the memory card got corrupted, and I couldn't take the image right away. We had to leave the camera in India and ask the employees to mail the image and retrieve the image and mail it later. And there was a slight color correction needed, because the image that we got really was not of the same color, and had to go for, the color correction is still going on. And the fine tuning, like I said, improvement for the experiment, for setting up exposure charge, the processing, and optimization, it's still going on. The improvements that can be implemented: the usage of dichroic mirror instead of beam splitter. It'll save a lot of power to use a dichroic mirror instead of beam splitter. And when you use a dichroic mirror, it'll kind of add extra $200 onto the already setup price. Then instead of using the 20x objective, we can use 40x objectives that can make the camera even more compact. And total camera size expected will be about 75 into 30 into 12 centimeter. With a sliding object holder so that you can move the object a little more backward so that even bigger objects can be taken for shooting the hologram. And we'll be using a very thin breadboard, and so it'll be helpful in reducing the weight, and a four separate pneumatic pad for isolation. The main motivation for doing this project of the research paper by Dr. Belkhagen. And on the super realistic looking images based on color holography and Lippmann photography. And also, I had the privilege of meeting Yves Zinde and Martin Richardson during my time. And I had the privilege to discuss with them about holography when they came to my house in between. And also, not the least, I have to thank LightLogix Hologram and Optics for letting me work in the company during the summer, and also covering for the trip and the registration fees. Thank you.
thank you so much for another interesting approach here. It's very encouraging to see that there are people now trying to generate movable equipment for color holograms. So this is very welcome that we see more people involved in this. Any questions, short question? Yes.
Are all your lasers diode lasers?
Yes.
That's diode lasers.
Yeah, diode.
Okay, thank you.